The memorial has been put up at the venue of the victorious operations codenamed Fathul Mubin, which took place in the early days of the Iranian New Year in March 1982. The leader then addressed the visitors to the war zones and appreciated the valor and determined resistance of the Iranian nation in the course of the eight-year imposed war. Ayatollah Khamenei further said, waging the imposed war, the enemies sought to disintegrate Iran, but the brave nation upset the invading enemy, which was vastly supported by the U.S., some Western countries, and the former Soviet Union. Iran and Algeria are preparing the grounds for holding the first meeting of their joint high commission in Tehran. Visiting Foreign Minister Ansar Mottaki said this in a joint press conference with Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika following their meeting in Algiers. Mottaki added that he has submitted the message of President Ahmadinejad to his Algerian counterpart, inviting him to Tehran to attend the G15 Heads of States meeting. The Iranian minister further praised Algerian stances on Iran's nuclear program and said nuclear fuel swap proposal is still on the table. The Islamic Republic of Iran has always been and will be seeking to master the science and technology for peaceful purposes. Head of Inter-Parliamentary Union Executive Committee in Bangkok, Heshmatullah Falahat-Pisheh, told the IPU session that Iran is all set to share its experience with other nations in the framework of a joint consortium and good economic relations. He said, a look at the past simply shows that no strategy bore fruit in the Middle East without Iran's cooperation. To the same gathering, Secretary General of the Asian Parliamentary Assembly, Mohammad Ahmadinejad Hosseinian, praised the Assembly for its due regard to the conflict in Palestine. He said, the Assembly slams the Israeli human rights violations and calls for immediate withdrawal of the Zionist occupiers from the occupied territories. Tehran says certain Iraqi political factions which cannot achieve their objectives through democratic means are trying to create an atmosphere of pessimism against rivals by insinuating foreign intervention in the elections. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparas emphasized that Iran always supports the political trend in Iraq, which is based on democracy. He further underscored respect for other countries' sovereignty, non-intervention in their internal affairs, as well as enhancement of mutual cooperation as the key principles of Iran's diplomacy. Mehmanparas then signaled Tehran's readiness to host Iraqi political factions to help formation of a new Iraqi government as soon as possible. U.S. President Barack Obama admits that Washington has failed to reach a global consensus on new sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program. Speaking in a joint presser with the visiting French president, Obama acknowledged lack of unanimity between nations on new Iran sanctions, explaining that the powers have not yet bridged wide gaps on the move. He admitted that Iran was a major oil producer and had a plethora of commercial partners. However, regardless of such a lack of global consensus about the issue, Obama hoped new sanctions to be imposed within weeks. Nicolas Sarkozy, too, repeated his baseless accusations, urging stepped-up pressure against Iran. Two suicide bombers have killed at least 12 people and injured 18 others in the southern Russian province of Dagestan. Nine police officers were among those dead. In Wednesday's attacks, a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a town near Dagestan's border.